This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said sustainable development is no longer an option and it is the only way out. Addressing the inaugural session of the 21st African Asian Rural Development Organization Conference in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said the foundation of sustainable development can be laid with the help of the rural sector. He said placing Global South on the global stage was Prime Minister Narendra Modi's far-sighted vision. The Vice President added that the emergence of disruptive technologies such as artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, machine learning and blockchain offer daunting challenges but also bring a basket of opportunities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized that the upliftment and empowerment of the tribal community is a priority for the government. He held an educational interaction with the students of the rural and tribal community of Santokba Dholakia Vidya Mandir, Dang district of Gujarat at Gujarat Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, Mr. Shah highlighted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the tribal community their rightful recognition after independence. He said that students are the foundation of the country's progress and their hard work and dedication will take India to new heights. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2025 will be organized in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Mela. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Viksit Bharat. Ministers of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ramnath Thakur and Bhagirath Chaudhary will be the chief guest at the valedictory session on 24th of February. Over 59 crore 31 lakh devotees have taken holy dip at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj so far. Millions of devotees from worldwide continue to attend the grand festival every day. Around 1 crore 28 lakh devotees, including many eminent personalities, took holy dip in the Sangam yesterday. Among the prominent dignitaries today, Union Minister and BJP National President JP Nadda will take a holy dip in the Sangam and offer prayers. He will be accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. In view of the devotee rush during the ongoing Mahakumbh, the UP board has postponed the February 24 high school and intermediate exams for candidates in Prayagraj. The exams will now be held on March 9th with the same timings as originally planned. Secretary UP Board Bhagwati Singh said that the examination program of high school and intermediate of February 24 has been revised only for district Prayagraj. In the remaining districts, the high school and intermediate examination will be conducted as per the previously scheduled program. In US, the Indian origin Kash Patel was officially sworn in as the 9th director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, calling this opportunity as the greatest honor of his life.
And I just want to thank him. What a ride we have been on, and the faith and trust he has put in me to lead the FBI is the greatest honor that I'll ever have in my life. The confidence you have placed in me, I will never violate that trust. The men and women of the FBI will be led under your leadership. So thank you for entrusting me.
His confirmation by the Senate was close at 51-49 with two Republicans voting against him. He replaced Christopher Wray, who resigned at the conclusion of the Biden administration. President Donald Trump praised Patel, saying he will be the best ever in the role. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed revenge after Hamas mistakenly released the body of a Palestinian woman instead of Israeli hostage Shiri Bibas. The mix-up, which Hamas blamed on Israeli bombings, raised concerns about the fragile ceasefire. However, the next planned hostage exchange is still set to proceed today, with Hamas releasing 6 Israeli hostages in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. And in the Hockey FIH Pro League, the Indian men's team secured a 3-1 victory against Ireland at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar last night. Both the teams will face each other today at the same venue. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, in the women's section of the tournament, India lost 0-4 to Germany. Both the teams will face again each other today at the same venue. The match will begin at 5:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.